This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, hello everybody and welcome to the broadcast. We are live on Sunday nights. I hope you had a tremendous Thanksgiving weekend with your family. We did a replay of the show, and I have to tell you that this whole idea of us continuing to do more and more interviews on the JFK assassination has really caught on. We have right now a library of about 10 hours of interviews with some of the top experts on the topic, people like Jerome Corsi, Lamar Waldron, Roger Stone, and on and on and on. So what we did was we did the replay last week. We picked two of those interviews, put that in the replay slot. And then what we did over on our 24/7 channel, where we rerun our shows 24 hours a day, that's over at jimparisradio.com, we did a JFK marathon. And I have to tell you, I was looking at some of the statistics earlier today, and we have the highest listening statistics to our 24-hour channel that we have ever had since we started it, I don't know, 3 or 4 years back. Since we started the 24-hour channel. So that has really caught on. So I told our producer, let's book some more guests on the JFK assassination. I certainly am super interested in the topic. You folks apparently are interested. And we will continue that theme as we take breaks during the holidays. We do have a plan also to start getting into the whole Watergate issue. Watergate, a lot of parallels, to the JFK assassination in this sense. You have many of the same authors writing on both topics. Lamar Waldron as an example, Roger Stone as an example. You have the notion of a conspiracy involving a president. Of course, no one died, but it's one of those spooky, shadowy mysteries that we find in history in that era, early 70s, of course, not quite the same time as the JFK assassination, but another topic I'm very interested in. So we're working on some interviews on the whole Watergate situation as well. So look forward to that. I have been deathly ill all weekend. In fact, I am shocked that I have made it to this microphone today, because on Friday afternoon, I was on my way back. I was on a little 2-hour driving trip. And I was on my way back, about halfway on my 2-hour trip back home, and an hour to go. And I got so sick, I kid you not, that I almost checked into a hotel room. That's how sick I was. And it just came on me just suddenly. And I thought, wow, what is this? And I got home. I ended up with a fever, my stomach churning, and on, some kind of stomach flu. And I have been in bed for the better part of the last 48 hours. I kid you not. And my wife has done a fantastic job taking care of me. But I'll tell you what, when you're sick like that and you come out of it, which I kind of just did about 2 hours ago, you feel great, because it's like, wow, this is what it feels like to not be sick. And you kind of take that for granted. But I mean, I have so much energy right now, having come out of this sickness. I feel like I could go a few rounds with Mike Tyson, or maybe wrestle a bear. But I have to tell you, it is very fascinating. We've got a lot to go over in this hour. So here's how I was going to start the show. So we'll just do a reboot and pretend this is the actual beginning of the show. And here was going to be my opening line. The Chicago Cubs have won the World Series. Donald Trump has been elected president. And it's snowing in Hawaii. I kid you not. Yes, all of those things are true, including that it is presently snowing in Hawaii. If you are a friend on Facebook or a follower over at Twitter, I just posted a picture which will blow your mind of what looks like Hawaii's early white Christmas. I had heard that on occasion Hawaii had snow flurries. The one time I was in Hawaii for a week, it was in the summer, nothing like that. But to see these pictures of Hawaii blanketed with snow is beyond surreal. So you've got to check that out. The other huge thing in the news this week involves what appears to be a really, it's a really big deal, but to me, it seemed like nothing. But what do I know? So the president of Taiwan calls Donald Trump, makes a congratulatory phone call to President-elect Donald Trump. And Trump takes the phone call, talks to the president of Taiwan, all is well, and posts on Twitter, I just got a nice phone call from the president of Taiwan. Well, apparently, all hell is broken loose. Because according to our agreement with China, under the one, as or as Trump would say, China, under the one China philosophy or policy that we have, all these things that we agree to. So there's this one China concept that we apparently have agreed to. And this means that we're supposed to pretend that Taiwan does not have its own government and is not really its own country. Okay? So we're not supposed to actually recognize them as a country. So by taking a call from their president, that popped that balloon. Yep, they've got a president. They are their own country. So now this is like supposed to be the biggest diplomatic faux pas in history. And China is saber rattling. They're doing who knows what. They're going to, you know, be calling their diplomat home. I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they may withdraw all Chinese fortune cookies from the U.S. in retaliation this week for Donald Trump taking this phone call. I do not know. I honestly am not much of one of these international people. I mean, I read the news. I know enough about what's going on internationally that affects us here in the U.S., but I don't dwell on that. But this whole idea that the president-elect cannot take a phone call from the president of Taiwan, that's forbidden. I think that's crazy. But in any case, speaking of international, we had today what was yet another Brexit. Of course, Brexit was the United Kingdom exiting the European Union. And now we're using that term sort of as a catchphrase for the populist movement that's sweeping the world, including Donald Trump being elected. So the Brexit that happened today was a referendum in Italy. So the Italians were being asked to, in essence, what would be the equivalent of eliminating our Congress here in the United States, to shrink their government, shrink their number of representatives, therefore making it easier for their government to pass laws and to govern. In other words, they don't want to have what would be the equivalent of our House of Representatives having that large number of elected leaders to have to deal with. So the thought was, and apparently their prime minister in Italy said, if you don't vote for this, I'm resigning. And we don't know yet if he's resigned, but the Italians got together and did the same thing that the Brexit folks did, the same thing that the U.S. did with Trump, and said no on the referendum. They said no to shrinking the size of their representatives in the Italian government. And so we've got lots of things happening in Europe. We've got the euro, which is the European currency for the eurozone, at a 20-month low on the euro, 20-month low. And all kinds of questions now about, wow, what's happening in Italy? Are the Italians rising up? The inmates have taken over the asylum, folks, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. We'll have more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and little old me right now over at TalkStream Live, I'm trending right between Glenn Beck is on my left and Mark Levin is on my right. I don't mean politically. I'm just saying right there. There I am. Just little old me. Broadcasting here from my home over the fantastic Genesis Communications Network And we do well. I'll tell you that. We do very, very well for a once-a-week show. And when you look at the online platforms we stream on, we do draw quite an audience. All right. Let's talk about this bizarre Oakland fire. And I am seeing different news reports now. We have NBC reporting a death toll of 33. I have other news outlets reporting. The Los Angeles Times is reporting officials fearing up to 40 could be dead in this Oakland warehouse. Now, this is a very, very interesting story, and we don't normally talk about fires per se on this show, but we've got a tremendous loss of life here. But we also have something, a lot of questions here. So let me tell you what we're talking about. Oakland, California, this was a warehouse-type building, apparently about 4,000 square foot in size. And it was being run by an arts collective. And some described it as a flea market atmosphere when you went in. And they say it was filled with a lot of small rooms and spaces where, if you can imagine this, kind of like a big giant room, and then everyone sort of had their own little spaces, kind of like a flea market. Well, the rumor is, as some of the stories are, that people were actually living there, and it wasn't zoned for residential. I don't know what kind of facilities might have been there or not. And this facility, this 4,000-square-foot warehouse, was, I guess, cited numerous times for blight. It's a pretty ugly-looking building. There was some graffiti on the outside of it. Didn't look like it was very well taken care of. People might have been living there. And it was also being rented out for these so-called rave parties, which I've never been to one. It doesn't sound like a good thing. You hear a lot of bad things about these parties. In any case, the tragedy is this, that a fire broke out. This building, according to news reports, had no sprinkler system. I mean, I don't know. How does something like this happen in a major city like Oakland, California? I mean, I know there are bad parts of Oakland, but nonetheless, you still have code. You have building codes. You have code enforcement. And this is a building that apparently is owned by someone that owns about 15 or 20 other properties around the Oakland area. And this building had been cited numerous times. And now it looks like this case is turning into what could be a criminal case because of the negligence that the alleged negligence that could have led to these deaths. So we're not only talking about civil liability, you know, millions and millions of dollars possibly here in lawsuits against the owner, against the people that were leasing the building, the arts cooperative, but also now the potential of criminal charges because of the significant loss of life here. And what's bizarre about this is they continue to find more bodies because of the way this building was set up. You know, it's sort of, you know, all these little rooms that were created. And so the investigators after the fire are going through this, the rubble, the ashes, and finding more and more bodies. It could be as many as 40 people have died in this fire. And this building had the just ominous name. It was called the Ghost Ship, is what they called this building, the Ghost Ship, because apparently it looked like a ship. I don't know, but that's what it was called, and it was kind of a well-known, sort of eclectic location where a lot of artsy people hung out. But very, very tragic, this loss of life, and it just really makes you wonder, in today's modern society, my wife, we were talking about this today. She said, it sounds like something you'd hear about happening in a third world country. I mean, we don't have this happen in the United States, do we? I mean, people, you know, living in buildings like this in what is sort of like an indoor flea market with numerous code violations, no, you know, fire sprinklers or provisions for fire safety. I mean, we don't do that, right? Here in the U.S., I guess we do. I guess in some areas we do. And so I think a lot of people are going to ask questions about, you know, this going all the way up to government officials, the fire marshal, the local mayor, the code enforcement people. What in the world do you people do? I mean, there's probably some code enforcement guy, you know, who's 280 pounds with a giant beer belly, you know, making $300,000 a year riding around doing code enforcement, who this was on his route. I don't know. I am speculating there, and I should not do that on such a serious topic. But you just wonder. I mean, these are the code enforcement people. You know, we have them in our neighborhood. I see them out with their rulers measuring people's grass, you know, how tall the grass is and this kind of thing. Forget about that. You know, you need to take care of stuff like this, folks. Take care of things like this. How can you not take care of something like this? How could there not have been some sort of legal action to close this down long ago? My goodness. But our prayers go out to these families of what could be as many as 40 people that died in the so-called ghost ship building, this warehouse in the warehouse district outside of Oakland, California. And then we move on to another bizarre story, which we'll do this. We'll get it started now before the break, and then we're going to talk a lot more about it when we come back from the break. All right, this is called Pizzagate. And I'll tell you this. I have heard about this idea, this notion that within the District of Columbia, within the D.C. area, if you will, the Beltway, among the elite, among the politicians, and so forth, that there is pedophilia. I've heard this before as sort of a, I don't want to say conspiracy theory, but I will, because that's kind of what you think of when you hear a claim like that that sounds so unbelievable. But then in recent weeks, there have been some emails released, and these are from the WikiLeaks email trove, and there appears to be the term pizza being used in some sort of code word in these emails, and people are saying that this is referring to child sex trafficking. And so this whole scandal has been given the name Pizzagate. And it's gotten so out of control that Reddit has actually banned the Pizzagate forum from its site. We're going to talk more about this, and could it possibly be true that this is DC's deepest, darkest secret? Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Well, I should have mentioned that part of the reason I probably got sick this weekend was that I am in training for my third degree black belt test, which is in 2 weeks. And I have to tell you, I was up at Starbucks on Thursday with my taekwondo books studying, because there's a lot of book knowledge you have to know to go through one of these tests as well. And I happened to run into my doctor at Starbucks, my MD. So he walks up to my table and he says, "Oh, so you're taking up the martial arts, are you?" I said, "Well, I'm actually testing in 2 weeks for third degree black belt." And he said, "Oh my God." And I said, "Yeah, my thoughts exactly. What in the world am I doing this for at the age of 51? I'll be 52 in just over a month. And here I am going for third degree black belt." All right. I should say that I should mention our guest, since I have not done it. In hour number two tonight, our special guest is John Zemirek, and we're going to be talking about the politically incorrect guide to Catholicism. Next week, our guest is Dr. Ron Rhodes. We'll be talking about Bible prophecy. All right. So back to Pizzagate. Pizzagate. You get it? The term gate coming from Watergate and then pizza, supposedly being a code word for child sex trafficking. So let me read to you a blog post that I put up at my blog. You can find the blog post at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. And there's a video with this that is really important that you watch. It is a video of Glenn Beck. I want you to listen to this article. It's short. I want to read it to you. Then I want you to go over and take some time and look at this video. It's going to blow your mind. Something's not right here. Something is not adding up. Let me read this to you. Was Glenn Beck warned about Pizzagate in 2013. ChristianMoney.com became aware today of a very interesting YouTube video titled, Did DC Whistleblowers Give Glenn Beck the Pizzagate Pedophile Scandal Info in 2013? It is a chilling video to watch, and Beck has never said another word about the scandal he references. For those not familiar with the term Pizzagate, it's a reference to an alleged child sex trafficking ring being run out of Washington, D.C. The allegation claims that this is D.C.'s deepest, darkest secret and involves both Republicans and Democrats and many of D.C.'s elite. The conspiracy also suggests the involvement of satanic rituals. The claims of child sex trafficking have been burgeoning in recent weeks as a result of anecdotal evidence from WikiLeaks emails and the Wiener sexting case. It is interesting to note that there is a media blackout of sorts on the topic. It is considered a conspiracy theory and, quote, fake news. Even Reddit has banned the Pizzagate board from its site. The name Pizzagate originates from the claim that the child sex trafficking ring is operated out of a DC pizzeria. This is just weird. So if you watch the video that I have in this blog post, it is Glenn Beck going on and on describing what sounds like it would be what we're talking about here, but this was back in 2013. And he was going to announce on his show the next day, he was going to spill the beans on this deepest, darkest secret of Washington, D.C. And as he described it, it sounds exactly like what the Pizzagate conspiracy theorists, quote unquote, are saying is going on. But then Glenn Beck never threw the payoff pitch. He never came back on and explained what he was going to uncover for us. You've got to watch the video of Glenn Beck to see this, because my jaw hit the floor when I watched this video. And I've heard of this Pizzagate thing. I didn't give it a lot of credibility. But when I saw that video with Glenn Beck and looked at the date that that went back to 2013, and then I started doing some research on this, going to Twitter and using the hashtag Pizzagate, there's a lot to this. This is not just somebody in a basement making up a story. If this is a hoax, it's a massive, ingenious hoax. And I don't know how it could be a hoax. Frankly, there's just too much here. And I don't know what part of it could be true or not, or if it's partially true and maybe being blown out of proportion. But man, it just gives me the chills to think about this and to think about this as being part of satanic ritual. So check out that blog post over at the blog, blog.christianmoney.com. And let me say this, I don't really consider this a hard news show. So you can save your emails, you know, for CNN or Fox News or others. You know, I talk about on this show what I'm interested in. I don't have to know that Pizzagate is absolutely a fact for me to talk about it. It is news, the fact that Reddit banned a forum about it. That makes me suspicious when I see Glenn Beck describing what appears to be this back in 2013, when I see these Podesta emails with the word pizza clearly out of context, must be code for something. It sort of fits. So, you know, if you can think what you want, and there's no proof of this right now, we don't have the smoking gun per se, but I'll tell you what, it's not completely out of the realm of something that I could believe to be possibly true. One thing that got a lot of action on my Facebook page this week was Mark Wahlberg, the actor, says celebrities should shut up about politics. And you know what? I love that he said that, and so many people liked that post that I shared on Facebook. And what he went on to say is that the reason why is because celebrities live in a bubble. They don't live in the same world that most of us live in. You know, these are not people, you know, if you drive by my house I won't tell you what day of the week because I don't want you stalking me, but if you drive by my house, you'll see me with my neighbors dragging my garbage cans out to the end of the driveway on garbage day. Depending on the day of the week, you might even see me out there pulling weeds or trimming my trees. You might see me out there changing spark plugs on my car. I'm not one of these celebrities that lives in a bubble. You know, I don't have that kind of a lifestyle. I don't know that I would even want that kind of a lifestyle. But what Wahlberg's point was is, look, you know, who are you as a celebrity? And you know, so many examples we can give you, right? They have armed guards, but tell us we can't have a gun. Okay? Then get rid of your armed guards. They tell us we should be concerned about global warming. Well, Leonardo DiCaprio, you're flying around on a private jet. So these people are not even living out what they're saying we should live out. They're speaking to us sort of like they're the kings and queens and we're the peasants and what, don't do what we say, but do what we do. And he makes the great point that these folks are not only completely out of touch with what it's like to live as a real person who takes your own garbage out to the street, who makes your own meals, you don't have a chef, who maybe cuts your own grass, you know, your fence falls down in a hurricane, you get a bag of nails and a hammer and you go in the backyard and put it back up like I did. These people are not living in a real world like that. You're not going to run into them up at the grocery store, you know, buying a dozen of eggs. These are people who they don't live like us. So they don't have a right to really speak to us in those terms. And I thought it was a great point Mark Wahlberg made. Courageous point, right? To go up against all of his colleagues in Hollywood and basically say, shut your giant pie hole because you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to politics. And most of these people, outside of memorizing lines, are not very smart. If you were to put them behind a microphone like this, they'd probably go, for 10 minutes before the first commercial break. All right, we'll come back from this break and we'll talk about Castro. He's dead and buried. He is gone. Hoorah! We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right. Well, since we last broadcasted, big news story that we haven't weighed in on yet. Fidel Castro is dead at the age of 90. And, you know, I find it amazing, just amazing that some of these insanely evil people live so long. I don't know what that is. You know, the same thing with James Whitey Bulger, you know, who's still living. Actually, not too far from here, in a federal prison, not too far from where I am here in Central Florida. You know, some of these people, how they live so long, live to be the age of 90. Although his death was celebrated by some countries, including the United States, there were many countries, believe it or not, whose leaders praised Castro. And there is a period of mourning that was recognized in Cuba. We don't know, of course, how sincere any of that is in light of the fact that the brother of Fidel Castro, Raul Castro, is in charge there. And it looks like nothing much will change after the death of Fidel Castro. Maybe the U.S. now allowing travel there, maybe somehow that will influence things. I don't know. I have very mixed feelings about what President Obama did in opening up travel to Cuba. Although I won't be a hypocrite, and I will tell you that I would like to visit Cuba. I think it would be interesting to visit there. But this was in the news today. So the Fidel Castro was interred today, and he was cremated the day after he died. He was cremated, which was on November the 26th. But today he was actually interred. Apparently, his remains are going to be in a public forum, near a public mausoleum. So it'll be a place where people can come and pay their respects, a very visible location, I understand it to be. But what was interesting is that one of the vehicles in his entourage carrying his remains actually broke down on the way to inter his remains. So If that's not fitting, you know, that just tells you the failure of communism and the failure of the isolation that Castro caused and the suffering that he caused for all these decades, not to mention, of course, all of the people that were needlessly killed who were his political rivals. Nonetheless, as evil a guy as he was, He is a name that will be remembered in history. In my view, infamous, not famous. All right, and we move on to another Christian controversy. So there is a TV show on HG Television. I don't watch these shows. My wife does, so I occasionally will see them. But she watches these kinds of shows where people are they're out buying houses and different locations. Occasionally I'll watch one with her. But there's one now called Fixer Upper. How many of these shows have there been? Where apparently this couple by the name of Chip and Joanna Gaines, they're kind of the new reality couple. And they have a show called Fixer Upper. And I guess they go out and fix up houses. I haven't seen the show. BuzzFeed, along with several other liberal websites, went after the Gaines this week for, as this article I'm reading from here, worldnewspolitics.com, for committing the crime of being Christian. And this is all about the Gaines pastor. So the Gaines attend a church, and the Gaines pastor will not marry homosexuals. So now they're going after the Gaines because they attend such a church, which, as the writer in the story points out, that is the case with every legitimate Christian church, because there are no examples of gay people being married in the Bible. So if you want to follow the Bible, there are no gay marriages. And you know, there are verses about homosexuality. People will argue, you know, translations, and was that what was really meant? Look, here's the simple fact. If you go throughout the entire Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, you will never find one example of two men or two women being married. And the Bible does talk a lot about relationships. So in the Old Testament, there are countless pages dedicated to the lineage, the genealogy of the line of Christ, and so-and-so married so-and-so, and these were their children, and so forth and so on. You find not one example in the entire Bible, all 66 books, of two people of the same gender being married. But nonetheless, because you're mad and you want, it's not enough now that gay marriage is pretty much available across the country. You can go get married. That's not good enough. Now we have to go after the people that they personally don't agree with that. Same thing happened with the Chick-fil-A guy, right? So the Chick-fil-A CEO said, well, personally, I don't agree with gay marriage. I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. So that's when the whole controversy started, that Chick-fil-A hates gay people, Chick-fil-A won't hire gay people. All of this not true, but that doesn't really matter. So here we go. They're a Christian couple that attends a church that will not marry gay people. So this is now the big controversy, and they're being targeted by the liberal media. These kinds of stories happen over and over and over again, and it seems like it's okay to do this, right? But the same media outlets, I saw two stories in the last week. One was the first Muslim broadcaster, like, you know, a news anchor female who's a Muslim that's wearing a burqa. And this was celebrated. It was like a big story, like, wow, the first burqa wearing, you know, Muslim on the news. This is tremendous. Okay, great. But what about Christians? You can't be a Christian, but you can be a burqa wearing Muslim and be a newscaster. There was another big story celebrating a burqa wearing beauty pageant queen, who apparently during the bikini segment of the competition wore a so-called burkini. And that was celebrated. You know, first burkini-wearing Muslim beauty pageant winner. But don't be a Christian. You know, you can't be a Christian. Clearly there is a bias, not just against... See, I used to think it was just a bias against religious people. So if you're religious, we don't like you in the media. I used to think that was the case, that they were just belittling those who practiced a religion. But no. They are specifically targeting Christianity. And those of us that are evangelical Christians, those that are Catholics, those that are mainline Bible-believing folks are being targeted and being called haters and bigots. And God forbid that these folks should attend a church that teaches what the Bible teaches and be able to have a show on regular television. So this is, you're going to hear more about that this week. And then, you know, I have to wonder why it got so little coverage, but it finally did start getting some mainstream news traction. These incredible fires in the Gatlinburg and area of Tennessee, and also near Dollywood, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Some of these pictures are just unbelievable of the damage that was done. In fact, there was a 16-story hotel, the Westgate Hotel in Gatlinburg, which is a really well-known high-end, like five-star timeshare resort, a 16-story, 16-floor hotel burned to the ground by this fire. This was just unprecedented, but we didn't see anything. I mean, I didn't see the CNN people standing in the flames, you know, for the last two or three weeks as this was all going on. Yes, just recently we're starting to see some news coverage, but I have to give credit to one person who seems to be, the more I get to know about her, the better I like her, and the more genuine of a wonderful person she appears to be, is Dolly Parton, who has not only reached out in every way she can to show her support for these people, especially those that work for her at her amusement park, Dollywood, and those people living in the surrounding community of Pigeon Forge. She set up a fund with her own money, and she's giving countless families $1,000 a month support until they can get back on their feet. Isn't that amazing? She's doing what she can do. I don't know how much money she has that she can do this, but it seems like she's given away a lot of her life fortune to help these poor people out. So say a prayer for the people in Central Tennessee, Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg area. All right, we'll take a break after news. We'll be back with our guest hour. Stay tuned. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow.